Excellent, thank you.
Exactly. Update on the guys that didn't skate today?
Yeah, they're all okay. We're hopeful they'll be in for tomorrow.
Wheeler included after taking that
shot?
Yeah,
he took a pretty good shot there, but he says he's good to go. We'll see how he gets around the ice tomorrow, but he's played with injuries as bad before, and it hasn't been not broken stride. He plays through it.
How is it the day after, kind of the way that one got away from you last night?
Well, we dealt with it today and this morning, and now we get to leave it there. So we didn't play well last night. They did. They were real good real quick, and we weren't. And so we've dealt with the details of that and moved on.
Will how Blake feels impact whether Dustin is up front or on the back tomorrow?
Yeah, there'll be a number of factors that will go into that, yeah.
What can you sense out of what Tyler Myers and Andrew Stafford have given to you guys already, even in a short period of time?
Well, what we thought. Tyler's interesting at his age. He's still in some ways a young defenseman at 25. You know, those guys hit their prime at 27, 28, and really been very good for us. Drew got hurt there the other night and got through it the last game, scored big goals. Both of them have, for us in some tough situations, have been a part of us coming from behind in games and getting us wins. So we're real happy with what they've brought to our team.
Coach, talking with Ben Sherratt, call up in December, the last couple of months clearly earned his spot here. Can you tell us a little bit of his development?
You know, done in the classic way. You know, a defenseman goes and plays 2 or 3 years in the minors and learns the game, and when he gets his chance, then he's ready. And he came into a very difficult situation for us. He showed up, and then all the rest of the D went down and played very, very well. So now we look for the consistency in his game, and that's been there too. You know, he had a big part of us coming back and getting a goal in Edmonton the other night to tie the game. He's been physical. You know, he's young, so you're excited about that in the future, and he's been a good pro. He's worked hard.
You think your team's been good at parking it this season, Paul? Could you gauge that?
I think so. I think they have a good sense of what happened, why it happened, where we've been off. We're a little befuddled by our penalty killing, honestly, right now. But other than that, I think they've done a good job of addressing what wasn't right and getting back to how we're supposed to look.
Talk in Toronto here about the media pressure and how that impacts how things are, especially when things are going rough. Can you just talk about your experience with that?
It's real. I mean, it's so you'd say that there's not necessarily any more pressure in terms of your desire to win games. I mean, that doesn't change regardless of the market that you're in. But from controlling a message inside your room is so much more difficult when you know that anything as a coach that you say becomes 10 more cameras and 3 more stalls. So if you're saying something good about a player, he's a rock star, you know. And if a guy has a tough night and you want to deal with the media honestly, you got to be careful about how hard you go at his play. Because then the next day, or maybe even that day, it's a drive-by shooting. You know, I mean, it is. I mean, they'll find something that's not going. It's 40 people in the stall figuring out whether that they should trade them, play them, or execute them, and that's a challenge for controlling that room. It is. It takes a while to get a handle on it. I don't know that I ever did. I thought Pat Quinn was probably the best at it because for the most part everybody was a little afraid of him. He might have come across the podium, so that helped. And then I think he also got to a point he really didn't care, so he said what he wanted. I enjoyed watching how he dealt with that, but it's a real difference between coaching there. Then second to that are Canadian markets, and then after that are, you know, the traditional U.S. markets, and then the non-traditional. There's a major difference in terms of what you have to deal with in terms of controlling the message in your room.